Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, described as the Bible of the talk radio industry, the new talk media. Every week, he's here to go through the stories, and so these are the items on the charts for the week ending May the 20th, 2011. There's a surprise at the top of the heap, I think, for the kind of radio that we normally profile, Michael.
Well, I don't know if it's a surprise, but we shall see. But here I am. Nothing keeps me from being on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, no matter how busy we may get as we prepare for our big conference.
Mm-hmm.
But we have sports at the bottom of the top 10. We have the National Basketball Association and National Hockey League playoffs. Very exciting stuff. Major League Baseball is at number 9. At number 8, the Mississippi River floods. At number 7, the Obama immigration reform. The debt ceiling tied with the budget battle is at number 6. The 2012 GOP hopefuls all buzzing about trying to position themselves at number 5. The IMF chief case at number 4. Bin Laden aftermath and the AFPAC policy at number 3. Obama's Middle East policy at 2. And at number 1... the Schwarzenegger scandal.
Schwarzenegger.
And we have at number 10 on the people chart, Bashar Assad, Osama bin Laden still being talked about a lot at number 9, John Boehner at 8, Herman Cain at 7, Michelle Bachmann at 6, Newt Gingrich at 5. A lot of talk about Newt and his presidential bid. Mitt Romney is at 4. Dominique Strauss-Kahn at number 3. Number 2, we have the power couple, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. At number 1, Barack Obama. Why are you surprised?
Well, because you could make some political statement with this, because Arnold is a moderate Republican and the Kennedy family obviously not.
Mm-hmm.
So there was always that question about how they voted, and they were happy to tell you they voted the way they wanted to vote, and it really wasn't anybody else's concern, but you could predict what they would do. And Arnold went along more with Maria on her quasi-political junkets than I think the other way around. Arnold tended to be anathema for the right wing of the Republican Party. And you know, I think this whole thing comes about as a result of his being European. It's the same if you look at this guy, the IMF guy, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. These are European men. European men have a different approach to sexual matters than do American men or other men for whatever the reason. There's more leniency, tolerance, expectation, whatever it is, and lack of common sense. I mean, this guy is the chief of the IMF. There's video of him running around the top floor of the hotel chasing this woman around. He's naked.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. You bring up some interesting points. First of all, real quickly, in terms of the Schwarzenegger story being at the top of the survey, it's a slam dunk, because not only is it a celebrity gossip discussion, he also was the governor of California until recently. And people were even talking about him as a potential presidential candidate, even though they'd have to, you know, go to Kenya.
Change the Constitution.
Go to Kenya to get his birth certificate or something. I'm not quite sure how they'd work that out.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, this is the story with a lot of legs, and it covers everything from social mores to politics. It appeals to the gossip in all of us, the battle of the sexes, men versus women, European men versus American men, coming at the same time we have the IMF guy. Amazing times for this kind of talk. But you said something interesting. You said that they're both representative of European men. I've heard a lot of discussion about this, and it seems that in this case they're giving European men a bad rap.
Uh-huh.
That even in Europe, the kind of behavior that the international money chief, I mean, you think about that. This guy isn't, you know, has a say in international money, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. What he did, they say he would have gone to jail in Europe, too, that you cannot assault a woman.
Uh-huh.
You can have an affair, and people may look the other way, as long as it doesn't get in the way of you doing your job.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of assault, men are not allowed to go around assaulting women in Europe, in France and Central Europe.
But are the women different in Europe than the women in America?
Well, women are different everywhere, as are men, but I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that women are as subservient. Based on my travels, You've traveled around the world mm-hmm. based on my travels, based on my studies, my conversations, and the fact that we talk about this a lot. I think women, I've been to Australia. I've been to places, you know, Italy, where they say, oh, you walk down the street, you get pinched. You don't see that happening that much.
Where can I go to have that happen again?
most of the women around the world, like the American women, are not putting up with that. Mm-hmm. And the laws and the standards, I think, are coming into the modern era. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that what Schwarzenegger did is a little different than the IMF guy, but neither really are acceptable.
In a moment, we're going to put a different oar in the water here based on one of the big items that's up for discussion at the Talkers magazine, the big media seminar, the state of news talk radio. A lot of discussion this week. Talk host talking about other talk hosts. There seems to be some question about the viability of the format, with some people saying that the people that are on the right are losing their audience. It's dead. I mean, all of this stuff. We'll get Michael Harrison's perspective on that in just a moment here on The Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance.
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Continuing on, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, our focus on talk radio, talk hosts. If you go back to when this all started, KABC really was the first station that did issue-oriented sort of political talk. Would you agree with that?
It was the first one that did it as a full format.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk and political talk around the country for years before
right.
that.
Yeah. But then it was more clearly defined with the advent of Rush Limbaugh and the Rush wannabes, of which there are dozens and dozens and dozens. So now the people who are examining the ratings are talking about Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and some of the others and whether or not they have an audience or whether they have the same audience and they're not growing. And so there, this week, I think, has seen a heightened interest in this because of a couple of things, Michael. One of them, a fellow named Rob Redding, who got pretty strident when referring to Rush Limbaugh's producer, Bo Snerdly. Mr. Redding is a black man, and he took Rush Limbaugh on, and his man, Snerdly, who apparently is black and is called the official Obama criticizer on Limbaugh's program. Now, I don't even know where Redding is politically, but I'll give you an example of something on the other side. I do know where in terms of the Ed Schultz thing, he appeared on a couple of radio programs this week, one of them in Colorado. Serrata is his name, David Serrata, criticized Ed for being too tough on Obama or something, or not tough enough on him. I don't even remember. All I remember is hearing the screaming match going on between the two of them and Ed Schultz hanging up. Now, these are two liberals who are arguing about who is more liberal or liberal enough. Again, the same kind of thing that's going on. All right, can we further divide things up here? We're going to have a new format called liberal and not liberal enough?
Yeah, well, the people that are pointing to Rush Limbaugh as being dead in the water and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck are the ones who see talk radio totally through a political prism, where they view talk radio as a political discussion, not as a broadcasting exercise, not as a business that is in business to attract listeners and sell advertising, but rather they see it totally in terms of measuring the political influence of the hosts. And you know, every time there's any kind of a little drop in the ratings or all the ships go up or go down with the tide, they point to it being politically indicative that the conservative movement or the liberal movement is dead in America, which is totally untrue. Both movements are very alive, and both movements will stay alive as long as we have politics. You can't get rid of left and right. It's a natural part of the universe. This is just political posturing. And the radio industry is rolling forward. It's doing well. Stars come, stars go. Fads come, fads go. Trends come, trends go. And the names that are being mentioned are just players who've had magnificent careers and are continuing to be viable. And there's nothing more to it, I'm sorry to say, or I'm happy to say, depending on your take.
So then the final part of this has to do with a book that's out. Suggested in the book is a civil war that may be caused by the angry rhetoric created in part by this political talk radio machine that we're talking about.
A civil war.
A civil war. The rhetoric has become so strident, the author of this book suggests that we will have this will create a civil war in America because we can't get together and we're becoming more apart because of the kinds of things that we're talking about.
Well, okay, that means people have too much time on their hands. They have much too much time. I don't think the average American is going to go out and engage in a civil war over something Rush Limbaugh says or Ed Schultz says. These people are dreaming. But it's great for business, and it's exciting, and it sells books, and it creates chatter and gives us something to talk about. But come on. I mean,
America in civil war.
Civil war over Glenn Beck. Come on. I mean, it's laughable.
Uh-huh.
It's why don't we just get rid of free speech and not talk about things?
Right. Let's not get everybody upset. We talk about some of the issues, and it's done in a way that people are uncomfortable with. And okay, let's shut it all down.
That we have been battling politics verbally in this country since the founding fathers, and that's the American way, civil war. Anyone who thinks that this is causing a civil war hasn't read history, and they don't know what the real civil war was about and what a real civil war is. Give me a break.
We'll talk about this in the State of News Talk Radio at the Talkers Convention.
Absolutely.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Okay, time for us to talk about the other candidates that are being mentioned. There are still a lot of people talking about Michelle Bachmann, Mitt Romney, Ron Paul. So let's take them to that. Oh, there's still only calls coming in about the... About two or three of the others. There aren't many discussions about them among hosts. Here is Martha McCallum on Fox talking to Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota about her plans to possibly run.
Trump is out. Mike Huckabee is out. Newt Gingrich is off to a rocky start, according to a lot of people watching the situation. How does this change the way you look at the race and yourself?
Well, I think what this has changed is the grassroots and what they're looking for. Our phones have been ringing off the hook. Our Facebook has been lit up. Our donations are pouring in. And people are saying, Michelle, jump in. We want you to run. And we had announced earlier that we would be looking at a June entry date for a decision one way or another about this race. Possibly we may move that up.
Okay. So when do you expect you'll make an announcement now?
Well, that's a good question. We're talking to a number of people, and things are in the works, so we will let you know.
You know, there's a lot of questions that are out there when you look at this field right now. One of them is about Sarah Palin and whether or not she is in or out. How does that factor into your decision? For a long time, she sort of occupied the space that you're looking at in many ways right now. How would it balance your decision? Are you waiting to hear whether or not she's going to run?
Well, number one, I have so much respect for Sarah Palin, and I enjoy her so much. She and I have met each other. We know each other, and I think she's just a marvelous individual and has tremendous influence. And whether the governor chooses to get in or not will be independent of my decision. I have said previously that whoever gets into the race will not make my decision one way or another. My decision is made on a host of independent factors. My family and I have been looking at this. My board of advisors has been looking into this decision for months. It's a momentous decision. It will change lives forever. And so we've been weighing the cost, and now we're at the point where we're coming much, much closer to making that decision.
Have you spoken with Mike Huckabee about his decision to drop out and whether or not he would be supportive of your candidacy?
I have had communication with the governor since he made his announcement, but I think it's best to say that conversation should be held confidential.
And what about Donald Trump? Have you had discussions with him?
I have not since he made his decision.
All right. The other person in this mix who's becoming prominent is Mitch Daniels. And there have been, you know, reports that he has the support of former President Bush, that Governor Christie from New Jersey is supportive of the idea of Mitch Daniels running. Jeb Bush in Florida, also, according to these reports, very supportive of a Mitch Daniels run. What do you think about going up against Mitch Daniels, and what's your feel for whether or not he's going to be in or out?
Well, I think that we will field a very deep bench of highly qualified candidates for the voters in 2012, and they will make their decision. I think it's very good to have a variety of candidates. I come from a very different, distinct background. I'm a fighter, first of all, and I'm a very strong constitutional conservative, and I believe that we need to have someone who will be a fighter to run against Barack Obama in 2012. I'm a former federal tax litigation attorney. My husband and I started, we run a successful company. We're business people, we're job creators, and we've also raised 28 children in our home. We've raised 23 foster children in addition to our five children. I have a unique skill set and background, and I believe more than anything, what we need to do is have very bold moves to put our country back on track again.
All right, so Michelle Bachmann, stiff, measured, impersonal, dull. That's the way I describe her. That's the first time actually I've heard her in depth, and we all the time rather than I. She may have the right position on the issues. Is that enough? Is that good enough for you? 800-510-8255. What about Herman Cain from South Carolina? More coming up on the countdown about politics.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root, but unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max and defend what's yours.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Things more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Zebra Days.
A few calls in a few minutes about the GOP candidates. We spend a lot of time on Newt Gingrich. Some of you think it's warranted. Some of you don't think it is. I think most people figure it's a waste of time now to be talking about Donald Trump. And always, in my opinion, was a waste of time talking about Huckabee. Mitt Romney, former governor of Massachusetts, is now conducting successful fundraising events. And here's host John Caldera to talk about the most recent one.
This from the Politico. Romney, in Vegas, usually cautious and measured in describing his campaign, allowed himself a minor indulgence in describing to reporters the fundraising call-a-thon that netted his presidential bid $10 million here on Monday, here being Vegas. "That's a terrific start," Romney began in typical expectation-setting mode before catching himself. Actually, it's more than just a start. It really gives us the boost we need in this early stage in my effort. By the way, you never say my effort. When you're running for office, the key word is our effort. In our effort. See that? That's the training you're supposed to have. One of his top advisors was even blunter when asked whether any of Romney's rivals could demonstrate the sort of political muscle flexing at the former Massachusetts governor stage by convening over 700 supporters to call through their Rolodexes for the better part of 8 hours on the floor of the hangar-sized Las Vegas Convention Center. "No," said longtime spokesman for Romney, recalling Romney held similar events in his last campaign. "Nobody has copied it because it's hard to do." If Romney and his campaign sound confident or even a little cocky, it's because they've developed a fearsome fundraising machine that is almost certain to be unmatched by any other political GOP hopeful. And he'll need it. Judging from the not good enough reaction to his health care speech last week and the continued pining for more candidates. Romney's total haul for this quarter, listen to this, his total haul for this quarter to be revealed in July will be revealing. What a stupid comment. Who wrote this? Let me read this sentence over to you again. Romney's total haul for this quarter to be revealed in July will be revealing. One fundraiser here said assuredly that the Republican would raise $40 million, a sum that would give him a financial advantage so strong that it partly compensates for his considerable weaknesses. All right, let me go off on this for a second. What about the considerable weaknesses? Yeah. He has one big, considerable weakness. Obamacare. He is tied at the hip with Obamacare, no matter how much he wishes to distance himself from it. Why? He brought Obamacare to the state level. He brought Obamacare to Massachusetts, and it's been a terrible failure. Costs have gone skyrocketing, service has gone down, and the number of uninsured really hasn't gone down nearly as much. Huh. This is what's going to hang around his neck like an albatross. There's no way Romney's going to get away from it. And to be honest, it's one of those things that would really make me hesitate in supporting him.
800-510-8255, Mitt Romney in the focus. Okay, so Ron Paul, caller's already lining up. Let's see, what do we have for, we'll touch a couple of the other ones. But I think the interest that has been expressed by folks who call this program anyway in Ron Paul is extraordinary. So here he is in an interview we found with Mike Barnicle on MSNBC.
The question that they asked me is whether it could have been done a different way, and I said, yes, it could have been done. When we dealt with Saddam Hussein, you know, we found him in a rat hole, and we just didn't shoot him. You know, we captured him and tried him, and he got hung, and people know where he is. Right now, all we've done is raise some questions and fed the people who like conspiracy theories. But, no, the relationship with Pakistan is an impossible situation. Here is a country that we worked with. George Bush worked with them, and we captured a lot of bad people that brought over the people responsible for the first bombing of the towers. They became convicted and imprisoned, and we worked with them. But you say, well, we can't work with them anymore. But we keep bombing them. We kill innocent people there. How can we at one time take a country and pretend that we recognize that they're a friend, give them billions of dollars to do our bidding, at the same time we kill people over there, and then the people resent this, and they turn against their whole government. I see the whole thing is a mess, and I think that we are going to be in Pakistan. I think that's the next occupation, and I fear it. I think it's ridiculous, and I think our foreign policy is such we don't need to be doing this. So when I talk about doing it differently, I talk about it in the context of our foreign policy and not in the fact of whether or not we should have gotten them. Matter of fact, I voted for the first authority. I think what's the real tragedy is that we didn't get them 10 years ago when we could have and should have. Okay, well, and yet we now have spent $1 trillion. We've lost 5,000 people, our soldiers, in fighting two wars that had nothing to do with bin Laden. And to me, we have to reassess the foreign policy just like we have to reassess our economic policies here.
The implication of part of the answer that you just gave is that you feel that the Bush administration handled Pakistan better than the Obama administration has. Is that correct?
I think when we went after the bad guys, they cooperated with us. So why shouldn't you assume that they could do this again? But I also understand why the situation is much worse, and that's why you can't see this as an isolated incident. You have to look at this in the context of our foreign policy, why we are having difficulty. Yeah, I do think in some terms, of course, I was a strong critic of the foreign policy of George Bush, too, because he missed the target in Afghanistan at Tora Bora, and he went off fighting a war in Iraq that we should have never fought.
All right. There's Ron Paul getting down to business. 800-510-8255. In fact, here's Joe in Kingman, Arizona, who likes Ron Paul. All right, so what do you think of his chances, Joe?
Well, actually, I don't know what his chances are. I don't know what any of them. I think there's a group of people that probably know better than you and I that who's going to be our president.
And who would those people be?
Well, who's got all the power in the world? Who knows? But I'm just saying. What I'm saying is the thing could be all fixed. I mean, how do we know? I mean, it's pretty corrupt. You have to admit, our government is pretty corrupt now, don't you?
All right, so you're an Alex Jones fan.
No, sir. I said. I'm
Alex
Jones, I'm an individual thinker.
I understand, and I am as well, or I hope some people think that I am, or most people think that I am. I'm not interested in the parties at all. The process is corrupt. You are right. The fact that the Republicans and Democrats control everything, that is corruption in and of itself. So you're right there. Everything that you've said points, the truth arrow points in your direction. So then if it doesn't count, then what are we doing? Why are we waiting to have an evolution? Why don't we change things and get things done the way we want to if this is our country?
Well, you know, I like what you're saying, sir, and you're right. What we need to do is focus. And now we, even though we have corruption in both parties, I think right now we still need to focus with the Republican Party. However, with like people like Ron Paul, that's good because he's looking out for less government. I don't like all his issues, but the thing about it is, he's for less government. He don't vote for more taxes, and he don't want to raise the debt ceiling. There's like Boehner the other day, I was listening on TV. That poor guy, I feel sorry for him, and along with anybody else that in our government that wants to raise the debt ceiling, we need to reduce the government in order to get this debt under control, because it's going to destroy it from the inside.
It isn't helping us, that's for sure. All right, Joe, thanks for your thoughts. Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, you're on the countdown now, sir.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
You were asking why the independent candidates don't have much of a chance, and I believe it comes from McCain-Feingold Campaign Reform Act, because that shields out anybody but these two parties. And that's a corrupt law there.
That's partially true. If we had no campaign money collected by anybody on either side and everybody had a run on his own merits or her own merits, and then you would see a change. The system is completely corrupt, and the Supreme Court did more for that than did the McCain-Feingold Act. The Supreme Court made the system with their decision completely. It was corruptible before, and now it's completely corrupted and corruptible. And it is very likely that this next time around, people will spend to try to be president over $1 billion. You realize how disgusting that is? $1 billion. It is more than disgusting.
Could we limit the? Do you think we could limit the time and reduce this cost?
Yeah. Limit the time like the British do, or most of the European democracies do. They have elections, and they go through a process for 2 or 3 months, and bing, bang, boom, it's over. In America, it's too much sport, and there's too much money involved. So that's why we play this out the way we do, Jeff. A good idea, though. Thank you. Tim, in Moore Park, California, I'm under the impression you're running for president. Is that right?
I love you, Doug. I'm Tim Calum-Tyrion. I'm running for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House. My platform is love, joy, truth, and freedom, and my goal is to do the best I can.
Well, you sound like somebody I'd want to vote for. Sir, send me some information about your candidacy. Talk radio time is 16 before the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800 1-800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
New research using cutting-edge MRI technology shows that pharmaceutical-grade chondroitin sulfate, or CSB Bioactive, significantly helps lessen effects of osteoarthritis on cartilage and bone in the knee. Chondroitin is a natural substance in the body that helps keep cartilage healthy. Affecting over 27 million Americans, osteoarthritis causes the cartilage protecting joint bones to lose flexibility and wear away. Without cushioning, bones rub against each other, causing structural changes. Painful bruises called lesions and the bone marrow may occur. Everyday activities like climbing stairs or even walking can be difficult. After just 6 months of chondroitin sulfate treatment, patients had significantly less cartilage loss than those receiving placebo. By 12 months, treatment reduced the size of bone marrow lesions. According to lead researcher Dr. Jean-Pierre Pelletier of the University of Montreal Hospital Research Center, these findings show chondroitin sulfate reduces cartilage loss and other damage to the joint caused by osteoarthritis.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 31st, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, now we'll turn our attention here on the countdown to the debt ceiling, discussion of the budget, discussion of the deficit and whether or not deficit and debt. Well, we'll get into that. Let's listen to Bob Davis and Tom Emmers talking on their money program about raising the debt ceiling. And they came up with some pretty good ideas, or actually good questions for Congress anyway.
The budget deficit is about $1.3 trillion. The debt overall is about $14.2 trillion. So what has to happen now is the U.S. Congress has to decide if they're going to let the United States government borrow beyond that $14.2 trillion. All of the president's headless horsemen, Timothy Geithner et al., are going around telling everybody that the end of the world is going to occur if we do not increase the debt ceiling. So I'm going to ask people straight up a simple question. Do you, if you were a congressman, in Washington, would you vote to increase the debt ceiling? What would you tell your congressman? Do you want them to increase the budget deficit ceiling so that they can continue to do what they're doing? Or would you rather have Boehner, who is the Speaker of the House, and the rest of the – and by the way, there are some Democrats on board with this as well, congressmen and senators, to say – we are not spending a bit. We're not going to increase the debt limit until we see some significant cuts. Now, my own personal feeling is this. I believe that they should vote now. They shouldn't even delay. They should just simply say, we're not increasing the debt ceiling, come what may. We are not going to do it. You're going to have to impose some serious cuts, whether you like it or not, because we're just not going to increase the debt ceiling. In fact, we're going to give you the vote now. Senator, I'll give you my answer now. Right. I will pay not a penny.
Bob, let me ask you a question. Why is it that the only message we ever get out of Washington, and it seems to be both sides, although there are some folks that are calling for this, you know, whether it be cap it or do it with a budget, a balanced budget amendment. But why is it that we always hear that if we don't do this, we're going to default on our payments? We're going to why don't you stop the spending and reduce the spending?
Well, first of all, my understanding is we won't default because 70%, something like over the debt ceiling is if you stay below the debt ceiling, it's something like even if we default, we still would have 70% of the revenue. So we would still be able to make certain payments. So this is really a financial shell game. And I think people understand that it's a financial shell game. And I guess the question is, do you want the budget under control or not? And is this the best way to do it?
Questions, the Gang of Six and their budget talks. That's up next in your calls when we have time on the countdown. Doug Steffen here at 51 after the hour.
Do you worry? Worried about gas prices or rising food costs? How about the incredible shrinking grocery? Are you looking for a way to supplement your food dollars, increase your nutrition, and prepare for an uncertain future? Would you like all of this to be free? Well, do we have an answer for you? Wild Edible Food. Author Linda Runyon spent many years learning to eat off the grid and many more refining her methods. When she retired from that life, she became dedicated to passing her knowledge on to people just like you. Let Linda show you how to add nutrition, stretch your food dollar, and depend less on established food supply channels. Go to ofthefield.com and take advantage of the same materials that groups, schools, camps, and churches are using to solve some of the problems you may be worried about. Or call 1-888-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com. Or call 1-888-513-2837 and take a big step toward peace of mind.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we're away from Newt and politics, although I guess this discussion is political. The debt ceiling, yeah, it's really political. From ABC, Rick Klein and Karen Travers talked to Senator Jeff Sessions, who's from Alabama, about the stall Gang of Six budget talks.
The Gang of Six talks appear to have collapsed or at least taken a break. Is this the end of the Gang of Six, and do you view that as a positive development?
Well, it may not be a final end of it, but I always felt that it was unlikely that they could hold together with a firm agreement that others would accept. They had a good shot at it. They ran at it. But there's some fundamental disagreements about the size and scope of government. Some people here believe we ought to raise taxes and keep government high, and others believe we can reduce spending and keep government smaller. So this is a fundamental difference, and it's hard to bridge that gap at times.
Senator, given those fundamental differences that really, you know, didn't seem like there was much chance of everybody coming to some agreement, do you think this was a waste of time?
Well, no. I thought it was possible, but I was one of those who said at the beginning that the budget process should be ongoing, that we couldn't just sit here and wait on the Gang of Six to solve our problems. We're the members of the Budget Committee. So the Budget Committee is supposed to have produced a budget by April 15th. We've not yet had a hearing. We've not even begun to mark up a budget in the Senate. It's 749 days since the Congress has passed a budget at a time when this country has never faced a more serious financial crisis. So I think the regular order I've always felt should go forward, and I'm concerned that we're not doing so.
And do you view this as you can put a nail in this coffin and then say we can finally move on? This gives you the breathing room you need to say, okay, let's get back to the regular process?
Well, you know, Senator Conrad, our budget chairman, was a member of the Gang of Six, and but I think now I do think he's got to consider when to begin a markup of a budget. And I think the problem is our Democratic colleagues, they have the majority. They can pass a budget by a simple majority. They can't put a budget together that the American people will accept and their members will accept, apparently. Otherwise, we should see it, and it would have seen it already.
All right. So a lot of discussion, questions, the budget. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Jackson, Richmond, he doesn't think this is a big deal at all.
I don't think the sky is falling. And S&P warning yesterday, only thing it did was just got people on the edge, because if the sky is not falling, there's no need for anyone to panic. And if you tie this into the deficit, the deficit is definitely going to come down because the United States is strong, our dollar is strong, everybody on the planet used the U.S. dollar. So if people stop panicking, acting like Obama did this and Obama did that, and the Republicans is bad and the Democrats is bad, if everybody's bad and stuff, nothing's going to get accomplished. So everybody needs to sit down, take a break, and let's get this thing together.
I guess I almost forgot about the S&P rating that we were talking about a good deal, I guess, a couple of weeks ago or so. Here's Greg in Pennsylvania, who thinks that you all ought to know the difference between the deficit and the debt.
One thing I'm hearing today is that a lot of people do not know the difference between deficit and debt. And this is leading to a lot of misconceptions here. Yeah, our debt is so bad that nations such as Brazil, Russia, India, and China are considering using the yuan, the Chinese yuan, as a standard currency for paying their obligations. Now, if we look at that also, what else is contributing to our debt that is putting us in the status of almost a third world nation that's making the decrease of, making our rating decrease? You know, consumer price inflation has grown by 6.1% annually over the last 3 months, compared to producer prices rising even faster, 13%. We've added $6 trillion to our debt under Obama, a sure sign that we're on the road to being a third world nation. The debt 3 years ago was $7.9 trillion. Today it's $14 trillion. Also something that contributes to our debt status. You know, 45.4% of Americans had jobs last year, the lowest since 1983. Among men, just 66.8% had work last year, the lowest ever. You know, we start looking at things like that, and we have to wonder, hey, why is our rating being lowered? We're in a sad situation. You know, we are really on a fast track to becoming a third world nation.
All right. Well, there it is. A couple of really important discussions about what's going on in the world. Political Talk Radio and The Focus, News Talk Radio, The Talk Radio Countdown Show, production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. 59.